And top of the afternoon to you, we welcome you to WADK's Open Forum. It's our 68-year tradition of getting it said in the midday for Newport County. Last night, Newport City Council in regular session and live and in person in the council chambers. And here to recap, the vice chair of the Newport City Council, Lynn Segley, who joins us on the line. Hi there, Lynn.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good. Can't believe that the summer is just winding down here.
I love the summer and I hate to see it go. So, it's always a little bit depressing seeing the light change and, you know, so anyway,
well, I don't disagree. You know, I love
the falls are beautiful too, though. Fall, so I have to keep saying that.
I share the little, just momentary tug. Yeah, I've got you. Mm-hmm. I've got you. And it's a change of mindset as well. And maybe some of that was reflected last night. Looks like there were two kind of points of interest. There was a lot of procedural that went on last evening, of activity going on, which I think is a positive thing. Maybe we'll take a minute and talk about that.
Sure.
I mean, there were a lot of people looking for permits, a lot of events coming up, and that's a positive thing.
That is positive. Actually, one of the things that passed yesterday was a license for the Broadway Street Fair. So
nice.
That will be held October the 8th, that's the weekend of Columbus Day weekend, and that'll be from 12 to 6. And, of course, I'm on the board of that organization now, and we are looking for volunteers and, vendors. And so there's a lot of work going on with all of that, but we're looking for a wonderful day.
Good. Yeah. No reason why it shouldn't be. And with all of the pent up demand that we've seen so far this year for just about everything else, boy, I
absolutely
can't imagine
absolutely.
This isn't going to be a rousing success. Well, as I say, just positive stuff all the way around. The two points of interest, I think, were two resolutions that were on the agenda. One brought by Jamie Bova to talk about what I guess is the topic of the day, the school regionalization matter.
Yes. Well, Jamie's resolution, she proposed that we delay putting the question on the ballot for 6 months to discuss more about regionalization. And, you know, it would be nice to have more time to discuss the pros and cons of this. But the fact of the matter is that we would lose the reimbursement of 80.5% compared to the 52.5% that we are already getting.
Yeah.
We would lose that additional money if we were to delay. The timelines just don't work in order for that to happen. So it was a 5-2 vote. Council McCalla and Council Bova voted for it, and the rest of us voted against it, and so that's how it all turned out.
Yeah, it's interesting that Councilor Bova has announced that she is not going to run again, so she's done after this session. Is Councilor McCalla staying or running for re-election?
Yes, but she does not have an opponent. So
she's unopposed. Okay.
She's unopposed, and so is Councillor Holder, who is the second ward councillor. He's unopposed. And, of course, Councillor Leonard is not running again, but she pulled out late, and so we have David Carlin is the only one running now in the third ward.
Right. So it's interesting that in a kind of a lame duck situation, you would have this type of a resolution being brought, and the question becomes, what is it that we would learn or know or find out in or accomplish in 6 months that we don't know now or won't know in November? And I don't think that's an unreasonable question.
It's not an unreasonable question. I don't think so. But as I've said before, we are on a ride timeline. And so we just don't have the opportunity to do that. I would love to have more time to discuss this. And, you know, it's just, you have to look at the benefits, the potential benefits to the taxpayer on this, which are substantial. Okay. And then the benefits, possible benefits to the students, where we can invest some of that reimbursement money into educational programs. So if we don't have that money, the opportunities really go out the window. I see this as an opportunity for we're expecting 52.5%. If we get the 80.5%, to me, it is only right to invest a portion of that money back into education.
Yes.
So, and that is something that I believe the Newport City Council and the Middletown Town Council need to come together in order to create an endowment for the students. And actually, that is a resolution that I'm coming up with right now in order to make that happen. And of course, we this would be, go into the next council. So it's important to vote for people who are supportive of public education, who are supportive of moving forward in this way. So I am I believe that we can work together and we can use some of that money to benefit the students. It's only right, it's only fair.
It's hard to disagree with that, of course. I mean, who wouldn't be for that? And the two things, as I spoke with you about the last time we were on together, the whole idea of the regionalization is one of those ideas that seems like a good idea, but it's like living in a condominium. You're fine until the roof leaks. And if your roof leaks in your condo, but your neighbor's roof doesn't leak in your neighbor's condo, your neighbor isn't going to be interested in giving you the money to fix your roof. And it's the
Well,
same
see,
thing
this
with
is,
regionalization.
well, no, I don't agree with that because what we would have is a regionalized school district where you would have three people from Newport, three people from Middletown, and then the next highest vote getter of both municipalities would be the seventh person on that school committee. Plus, you'd have a finance committee, which would be made up of the Middletown town manager, the Newport city manager, and some council members and some other appointed officials who would be looking at the finances. So, I mean, we would have to be looking at everything in combination and together. If we can't be thinking about us versus them anymore. I believe that this is an opportunity to elect people who see this as an us stronger together proposition rather than a Newport versus Middletown proposition,
Well,
because we can't be thinking like that anymore. And I mean,
I understand the point
if the
you're making.
Middletown roof leaks, well, that is going to impact you because you know what? Someday Newport's roof might leak. So we've got to support each other. And I believe this is an opportunity to elect people who can bridge that gap. And
Well, I
in
don't
order
disagree
to,
with that, but here's the First of all, the elephant in the room is if Middletown wasn't having financial trouble, this wouldn't be a discussion we were having in the first any to be in the first place. So that must be acknowledged. I hear what you say, we should all work together and all that, but it was a different matter in years past, and many of the same people, most of the same people are still on the scene. So I hear what you're saying, but there's got to be more of an olive branch if we're really going to be together and sit around the campfire. I get all of that, but we really need to understand that we had differences and we must come together and acknowledge those differences
We
before we can proceed.
have differences, but you have to remember that there was this group that has been supporting regionalization for a very long time of both Middletown and Newport residents. We're talking about over 1,000 people who have been pushing this for a long time, seeing the benefits of this for our kids.
But it was
And
voted down before.
well, the town the Middletown Town Council did not see it that way. And that was
And
unfortunate, but
that's my point. And then
I
they
think
ran
we
out of
have to,
money, and so they came across the creek.
well, there's always a reason to do something, and maybe I have to say that maybe there's something in the stars or something that will benefit us all. So I can't I just can't go to the negative on that because I feel like that's water over the dam, and we've got to move forward, and this is the proposition that's ahead of us.
And
So
again, I don't disagree with that, and that definitely is going to be better for everyone in the long run. That said, it to my the way that this structure is being presented, when I look at it, I see too much potential for one side or the other to have an advantage, a majority, and so that if there is a need for Middletown in the arts or in music or in Newport for careers or for learning disabled children or what have you, and it is not a clear and compelling reason on the other side, if you've got a majority from one town or the other, it's going to be a problem. And well, I think ultimately the education is not served when you allow control to be passed out of the local purview.
I mean, I don't see where anyone is looking to disadvantage or damage any of the students. I think that, you know, if by coming together, we're stronger together. And I think that, you know, we certainly, we're two municipalities where, you know what, these kids are already doing things together anyway. We are so small, we cannot have a theater program by ourselves. We can't have sports programs by ourselves. We have to reach out to other communities in order to make these opportunities happen for kids already.
That's a good point.
People are surprised at how much we already have the kids together. I mean, for instance, Newport doesn't have enough kids to have a marching band. You know, that to me is so ridiculous that Newport cannot give that opportunity to their kids to have that sort of thing that could really be a, you know, could lift a kid who is interested in music or interested. I see this as a positive thing where that we are stronger together. We have more kids who can be in AP classes, more kids who, you know, because sometimes you can't have a class because there are just so few kids who want to participate in a class. So, I mean, I understand that, you know, some of these steps might be incremental. But one of the things that, and I have to give credit to someone who is running for city council now, Zai Kamsivorovong.
Yes.
He called me yesterday and said, you know, maybe we should convene an academic advisory committee now rather than after the election.
Excellent idea.
And I completely agreed with him, and I contacted officials in both communities as well as the consultant, and that is underway.
But Lynn, you have to take that for a moment. Here's my simple point. You can't legislate AP classes. You can't legislate a marching band. If those kids in Newport who would love to march for the Rogers Marching Band but can't because there is no Rogers Marching Band, then the new Middletown Newport Noodletown School, that's my own name, Noodletown, for the regional schools, they better take every last kid in Newport who wants to play in the band, and there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. And how do you legislate a marching band? That's my point. You can't legislate art. You can't legislate a hockey team. You can't legislate a marching band.
But that's what you're trying to do. But we already have done this in
not
other
legislatively,
ways.
And you're proposing with regionalization legislatively.
Yes, and I think, well, because I think that it has more clout than what we're doing now in order, you know, so I don't agree.
It brings it down. It doesn't lift the boats, particularly with education. The council candidate's idea of an academic advisory board is spot on. That's tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
But my fear is that academically, it's going to bring the level down, because that's what we do in this society now. We bring the level down to the lowest common denominator. Where are the educational? If you're going to have an academic committee, you have to have higher academic standards as well.
Well, but how?
And how do you legislate that?
How is the status quo working for our children
now? It's not for the reasons I just described.
So what if is doing something different? Is something doing something that will infuse more money into a system? Doing something to create more opportunities and have more students be able to take classes together? I mean, aren't those positives for
taking classes isn't the issue. I'm talking about outcomes. Marching band, you better let every kid into the marching band. AP classes, get those standards up, not down. But when you legislate and when more people get involved, particularly if you get something, an organization like the Department of Education involved, it pushes the level down, not up. I want to see more kids come out of the new Rogers Middletown and be able to go to Harvard and be able to succeed.
Well, first of all, they already do go to very good schools. I mean, you know, it's a misnomer that the children at Rogers or at Middletown do not do well and go to good colleges, because that's something that I have been railing against and trying to promote for a very, very long time. So, I mean, there are kids who go to Brown, kids who go to the Naval Academy, kids who have gone to Harvard, this is something that people, I don't think people realize that they go to these top schools. And that there are, so that's something right there that I think is an unfortunate, idea of the kids in our public schools, because I get very upset when, you know, I think people think that the kids do not excel out of Rogers or Middletown, because they do, and I do that, you know, I we have our challenges for sure, but there are children who do very, very, very well in the Newport Public Schools and in the Middletown Public Schools. So, I think that coming stronger together, I think, is something that, you know, we can do. And I think that, you know, right now the kids are already doing things together, whether it's a hockey team or, you know, a theater program or whatever. I don't see the evidence where this would be a negative for the students, and I don't see any evidence where someone would try to damage our kids through this effort.
Think about what we've been doing here for the last 15 minutes here, Lynn Segley. We have had a conversation that has not taken place at these regionalization meetings. We have not talked about money except tangentially, and how to best apply it to raise academic standards and to be more inclusive. Both buzzwords that we love to toss about, but we have not talked about just the money. And I think that is been the most significant thing that you and I have talked about.
Yes, I mean, you know, people say, well, you know, you talk about the children second and the money first. Well, yes, that's possible, but without the money, you can't create the programs in order to have the teachers and have the high standards and all. So the money has to be there in order to create something for the students, right? So this is where I'm, you know, this is where I'm at on this. So
I love the idea of the Academic Advisory Committee. I think that is a tremendous thing, and I would love to see that.
Credit Zai for doing something that is positive in this discussion, because we've had so much negative talk about this. For someone to come forward with a positive idea, I think, is something that, you know, is really beneficial.
No question. I'm with you 100% on that, and we certainly can agree on that. Let's go back to the council meeting for a moment here. The other resolution that was getting some attention was one brought by Kate Leonard about another aspect that's coming in here, probably won't affect too much the rest of this season, but these e-bikes, these electric bicycles that are on the horizon.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, frankly, the resolution is really just to send, to ask the assistant city solicitor to look at possible regulation of these e-bikes. I am not a bicycle person. I don't know anything about e-bikes. There are apparently various classifications for them. There are some that are more powerful than others. There are some that are pedal assist. You know, I don't know. So this is something this is a learning curve for me as well. So, you know, the solicitor is going to come back to us with some recommendations, and we'll see what happens. But We're trying to make sure that everyone is safe on the roads, and some of these bikes can go 20, 30 miles an hour, so we need to figure out how to make our roads safer and
Right.
make sure that so
The question I asked, and I had asked it yesterday on the air, this is a separate mode of transportation, though. This is new, separate from what's out there now. This is not to do with the scoot coupes, for example.
Right. No, this is just a separate, this is just this would just apply to electric bikes. That's it.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, we need to figure out how to regulate them and how, some of these rental places, what they can do to make our roads safer also. So, this is where we're at on that. So, anything to make things safer, I'm all for.
I think we all are, no question.
Yep, absolutely.
It was great to have this discussion with you. I
Thank you
really,
very
really
much. I
appreciate it.
appreciate it too. I really do.
Thank you.
So, onward and upward. All
You
right.
bet.
Thank you.
Thank
All
you, Lynn
righty.
Segley, very, very
Okay.
much. You bet.
Bye-bye.
Vice Chair of the Newport City Council, Lynn Segley, and a recap, and then some of last night's Newport City Council meeting here in the open forum.